It's Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A crash Wednesday evening killed one and overturned a semi-tanker on Highway 63. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down in central Wisconsin. Lake groups continue to push for wake surfing boat restrictions, and the Department of Justice says Drug Takeback Day was a success. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A driver was killed in a car versus semi crash that closed a section of Highway 63 overnight. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened just before 5 p.m. Wednesday when a car carrying three people was driving westbound on 60th Avenue north of Clear Lake. The car failed to stop at the intersection of Highway 63 and was struck by a northbound semi-tanker carrying diesel and gasoline. The driver of the car was airlifted and later died at the hospital. One passenger is in critical condition and the other passenger is in stable condition. The semi-driver was not seriously injured. Highway 63 was closed overnight while firefighters contained a small leak and crews drained fuel from the overturned tanker. At this time, no names have been released and the crash was being investigated by the Polk County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol. Highway 63 is open to traffic. Ross County Highway O between Fire Lane Road and Christensen Road is back open. This section of highway east of Christie Mountain was closed Wednesday morning due to a culvert washout. It is now back open to traffic. The National Weather Service is confirming a pair of tornadoes from Tuesday night's storms in central Wisconsin. The two tornadoes touched down in the communities of Edgar and Unity. There were numerous reports of damage in Unity after the storms, and meteorologists were still doing assessments as of Wednesday night. The tornado near Edgar has been rated an EF1, and it collapsed a barn and knocked over trees along its path. Conservation groups and lake associations continue to ask the Department of Natural Resources to regulate wake surfing. Raymond Newport dives in.
The Natural Resources Board heard comments from several of those groups on Wednesday. They claim the specially designed boats used to make those wakes are damaging lakefronts and rivers. That message matched one sent to the board earlier this month at the spring conservation hearings. So far, no action has been taken by the legislature or the DNR. Previous bills that would have regulated the boats never made it out of legislative committee. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican state lawmakers across the U.S. have been knocking down efforts by Democrats to ensure access to various forms of birth control. Former President Donald Trump put contraception in the election year spotlight this week when he said he was open to restrictions on it, then backed away from that statement. In Wisconsin, Democrats introduced a bill that was intended to protect contraception access last year, but it never got so much as a hearing in the state legislature. Senate Democrats tried to pull the bill from committee in February and force a floor vote, but the Senate's 22 Republicans blocked it. Asked Wednesday why the bill never got traction, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, a Republican, said his caucus would rarely let Democrats make such a move regardless of the topic. He said the bill was redundant, stating, quote, people can already get contraception, end quote. Wisconsin criminal justice advocates are arguing that Republican-backed cash bail constitutional amendments approved by voters last year should be invalidated over procedural flaws. A court hearing was held Wednesday in a case that revolves around whether the legislature sent the ballot questions to the correct elections officials and whether deadlines for submission were met. Wisconsin elections officials and the legislature called the lawsuit a cynical attempt to undo election results. If successful, the amendments could be struck from the state constitution and put on a future ballot for another vote. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Rhonda Lanford says she'll issue a written decision later. A successful spring drug take-back day in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney takes a look.
The state DOJ says Wisconsin ranked number two throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the drug take-back by collecting 55,122 pounds of unwanted medications. Dating back to when drug take-back began in 2010, Wisconsin has collected more than 1.25 million pounds of the unwanted meds. In fact, Wisconsin ranks third behind only Texas and California for the amount of meds collected in that time frame. While drug take-back day technically happens only twice a year, Wisconsin residents are encouraged to dispose of unwanted meds year-round at one of the 490 drug disposal boxes around the state. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.